Seattle choreographer Amy O'Neill studied contemporary dance at Cornish, but she says she feels more at home in the hip-hop world. O'Neill is well known for blending both styles in dances that she creates. Her work is often about gender and female stereotypes. O'Neill's newest dance features some of Seattle's best-known hip-hop dancers, B-Boys. One of these B-Boys, Bryson Angeles, is part of the award-winning crew Massive Monkeys and co-founder of the hip-hop studio The Beacon. Angeles and O'Neill are well-known in their respective dance communities, but their worlds don't overlap all that much. They came by the KUOW studios to talk about their collaboration and the stereotypes it busted for each of them. Amy O'Neill had been thinking about creating a dance for male dancers for several years.
I met Bryson at a workshop at The Beacon when it opened, and he and I just sort of had this natural rapport and started talking about all these things. And I think a lot of the ideas bouncing off of each other really helped me get clear about it.
And The Beacon, Bryson, is Massive Monkeys studio. What did Amy say to you that you went, oh, I want to do this?
I don't think it was one thing in particular that Amy said. I think that I've seen one of her works at a dance this before. So as an artist, and it didn't have anything to do with hip-hop or breaking. It was just a solo piece of one artist that she worked with, and she was a choreographer for it. So I remember the name sticking in my mind after seeing that. And so then when she came into the studio and she introduced herself and we kind of figured out who each other were, then I immediately had that, like you said, that rapport, just as respect for mutual artists. And then she kind of just brought the idea of what she wanted to do. And I wasn't completely sure either way what it was going to be, but she just kind of asked input from my perspective of artists who I think would be good, or what do you think about the idea of doing this? So it was more the questions that she was asking me.
You run a studio, Bryson, but you also have been a competitive dancer for I don't know how long. How long? Maybe I should ask that question first.
I started dancing in 1995.
So 20
started
years.
Competing in about 97, 98. So
almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Bryson Angeles. He is co-founder of The Beacon, which is, I guess, a sort of all ages hip hop dance studio and school. And Amy O'Neill, dancer, teacher, choreographer, and an impetus and the creator of Opposing Forces. There are these two cultures, the European art dance and the world, Bryson, that you're comfortable in. And so I wonder, what are the stereotypes that you hold of that culture?
Like you said, we're involved in a totally separate world and culture. And so I think touching back on why you asking me why did I want to get involved and what wanted me to get involved with that is just to kind of broaden myself as a dancer outside of being a B-boy, just as a performance artist and a dancer. So getting involved with productions and choreographers like Amy in places like On the Boards is a growing experience for myself and I think the other cast members.
What do these kinds of dance genres, there are a lot more than we're talking about right here, what do they share at their core?
Both contemporary dance and hip-hop are really vastly aesthetically diverse and culturally at their heart diverse. I think more so than people think. There's a lot of different styles within hip-hop dance. There's a lot of different styles and philosophies and ways of approach in contemporary dance as well. There's a spirit of experimentation coupled with tradition. And how do you experiment with that tradition? Those are both exactly the same in hip-hop culture and contemporary. I think that a difference is like hip-hop culture is very much about passing tradition down through community. Contemporary dance, although there are facets of it that believe that and want that, there's still this sort of you have to go through the gatekeepers or you have to go through some sort of educational house or program in order to get into it. So the access points are different. There's still like proving of yourself in both ways, but that proving of yourself is really different.
I feel like there's progression in hip hop where it's not so much where people are withholding information and keeping information now, but there was a point where it was like that. You have to go see these people and visit these people who created this dance style in this era to go get the true facts and the true history, where now everybody's becoming more willing to share and really wanting to do that. So there's where I would think the contemporary world would be further advanced in that. It seems like it's more everybody's withholding information, or you have to go through these structured systems to get the knowledge that you may want, where in hip-hop it's seeming that the gates are now opening, floodgates are opening for people to go get knowledge, and people are more than willing to share and give that knowledge.
That's the voice of Bryson Angeles, also here, Amy O'Neill, which brings up, I guess, another question I have, which is the role of dance in hip-hop culture, because the role of dance in non-hip-hop culture is marginal.
the dancer, in the same way that an MC is dancing with his words to music, is this what we're doing in the physical form with our bodies? It's important, but I think, like you're saying, it does get lost when you have to be there to see a dance performance, whereas you can buy music on disc, or you can buy a painting, or you can see street art done. You kind of have to be there to get the full feeling and effect of seeing it dance. You can see it on video and you can see it on tape, but to actually experience what's happening, you have to be there in the moment and share that energy at the time. So that, to me, I think is why dance is in some ways less, I mean, I don't know if the word is less valued or just seen as different or less important. In hip-hop culture, with true hip-hoppers, we all know, we all represent each other. We respect MCs who support and put dancers in their music videos as a focal point rather than backup dancers, where we can like pick apart like a pop artist who's using these dancers in the background scene and they're a second or an afterthought or just eye candy for a viewer to see, the same way that, you know, they misrepresent people or you know, just people in general by putting women in a certain way in a hip hop industry video, a rap video. But for true hip hoppers and members of the culture who represent the culture in the right and correct way, there's a respect top to bottom for all different elements of the culture.
You've been dancing for 19 years, if I did the math correctly. Mm-hmm. What do you like about it? What keeps you moving?
I don't feel right if I'm not dancing. I think that a lot of times it's my piece. Like, it's, some people go to exercising or composing music or writing songs. I love to dance. It's just what I like to do.
I should turn and ask you, Amy, what keeps you moving?
It's the same reason. I feel very unhealthy if I don't do it, mentally, physically. And there's infinite things to learn from it about yourself and about other people. And it really, it's about my connection to other people and the liberation of, like, your body. Our culture is so separate. We think the mind and body are so separate, and it's not the case. And I feel like that's really important work to do.
Choreographer and performer Amy O'Neill and Bryson Just Be Angelus. Angelus is one of five Seattle B-boys who make up the cast of Amy O'Neill's new dance. It's called Opposing Forces. You can see their collaboration this weekend at On the Boards. If you'd like to see massive monkeys in action, you'll find more at our website, kuow.org.